Hi, welcome to Ask Alex About Stalking and Bullying. Today's question comes from Jacob, whose son is being bullied at school. Alex, I know you help adults who are victims of bullies, but I'm at a loss at how to help my son. He's in seventh grade and is being bullied by an eighth grade kid and his little gang. My wife and I have gone to the school to complain dozens of times. We have talked to my son's teachers to keep an eye out, but nothing seems to help. The school's assistant principal even suggested that my son is too sensitive and should be tested for psychological problems. My son is so stressed out about going to school that he doesn't eat much, he withdraws from family and friends, he doesn't seem to have any joy, and is now lashing out at his mom and me. My son has been hit, spat on, called names, and had his money and property stolen by this gang of bullies, and he is living in fear. But the school does nothing. Every day I drop him off, it breaks my heart, but I just don't know how to help him. Jacob. Jacob, go get your kid. Right now. Get in your car, hop on the subway, grab the bus, hell, walk if you have to, but go get your child out of this environment right this second. He is stressed because he's a crime victim daily. He's joyless because he is being physically and emotionally harmed daily. He's withdrawing and lashing out because the people whose primary job is to protect him, his mom and dad, are instead, with full knowledge of the situation, delivering him to the arms of his abusers daily. If an adult friend or family member told you that he was being hit, spat on, called names, having his money stolen, living in fear, you would tell that person to call the police. Why? Why do we expect our children to suffer through situations that we would never accept for ourselves? Go get your kid now. Be the hero that he needs now. Do not put him back in that school unless and until the situation is safe for your child. Yes, that means that you may have to battle the school. They are failing your child. Yes, that means that you may have to find new learning options. Most states have free or low-cost school options. There may be other schools he can attend locally. Yes, your son may need some counseling to get past the trauma that he's enduring. And yes, this all means that your home life is going to change or be disrupted for a while, and your family has to figure out the best options for your child. So what? That is part of being a parent. And I know you're going to get haters and some jerk like the assistant principal who blames the victim and says, oh, he just needs to toughen up. Or, when I was a kid, I was bullied and I turned out okay. Or, it's just kids being kids. This is all bullshit. People who suffer through bullying as kids still have the scars today. Bullying changes the way that a person sees themselves throughout their lives. It changes their ability to connect with others, their ability to trust, even their ability to take constructive criticism. Altogether, many victims of bullying struggle throughout their entire lives to create successful and fulfilling personal and professional lives. Unfortunately, many bully victims see the power and control that the bully has had over them, and when they get older, they become bullies themselves. You may have been bullied as a child, but bullying today is so much more invasive. You may have been beaten up by a bully, but today's bully beats up your kid or takes photos of him in the locker room shower, all while filming, and then posts it online for the world to see, emailing it throughout the school, even taunting your child further by sending him these pictures or videos over and over and over on social media. After accidents, suicide is the number one cause of death for people 19 and under. Do you think parents stand over their child's grave and say, gee, if only he weren't so sensitive? No. They say, if only I had done more. If only I had taken him out of that school. If only I had done everything I could to protect my child. Jacob, go get your son right now. You can figure out the rest later. Thank you for your Ask Alex About Stalking and Bullying question. Because your question was selected, a Protagonist t-shirt is on the way to your son. Listeners, if you'd like a t-shirt, check out the shop page at Alexandria Merrill. Some people may feel like I've been too harsh. There is no substitute for protecting your child. I understand that we have all been conditioned to feel that it's the school's responsibility. The school does not have your best interest at heart. Their job is not to protect your child. Their job is to protect themselves from lawsuits. Their job is to make sure that they have bodies in seats. It is up to you to protect your children. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I answer listeners' questions about adult stalking, bullying, harassment, and hate campaigns that are affecting their personal and professional lives. If you have a question for me to answer on Ask Alex About Stalking and Bullying, you can connect with me on social media or email. Details are in the bio and on my website. My name is Alexandria Merrill. I'm a public relations and crisis management specialist. I also teach people how to manage personal and business reputation crises, deal with stalking, bullying, and online harassment, and ultimately to rebuild a stronger, more resilient, and joyful brand and life. Thank you for participating in this episode.